This episode is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC. Now, back to the adventure.
Last time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. Pop quiz. Liz, what happened?
So we went to a carnival and we met Nickelback.
Take over, Carly.
And then things went awry in a major way. We were tormented by the clown at Nickelback.
Sib. So they're basically classic improv. You have to pick up from the sentence.
Oh, man, we're doing an improv game. Okay.
What did you tell
from? So, Nickelback, and turns out they have 12 soldiers' bodies that we're supposed to retrieve, but also we have to get 150 tickets, and so far we only have 13.
Liz.
And Carly. And then we decided to go through a tunnel of love where we all found out who we really love or have crushes on in the world. And then we got some tickets and we got some dead bodies. Some of us didn't get tickets.
Carly.
Some of us didn't get tickets, and that was me. That was me, Brianna, Rhonda. I did not get tickets because I got very thrown off by my crush, my conflicts of love. Anyways, so we went through the tunnel of love, and that was really messed up, and we're all pretty traumatized. We still haven't gotten all the dead bodies. We are being tormented by Nickelback, and we are trying to find a way out of this mess.
That is correct. You all are currently in the Thunderdome.
Oh, my God.
As you are trying to complete a people's quest for the Hero's Gauntlet, trying to rack some points, trying to get out of town after a murder took place and you didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Which you guys kind of went to hell.
Yeah, you did leave right as the investigation started happening, but that's,
I don't think that's suspicious.
When you get back home.
I don't think that's suspicious.
So you guys are out in the forest. You are here in the Thunder Gnome, a sort of, it was like gnome-sized when you guys walked in, but sort of like as you're in it now, you notice that it is you-sized right now. So you are in the Thunder Gnome, spelled F-U-N, fun, no, F-U-N-D-E-R-G-N-O-M-E, Thunder Gnome. And you all met Nickelback, the very kind, very loving, very welcoming clown.
Who we hate.
Great guy. Kind.
He's been very kind to you so far.
Killing us with kindness, more like.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet. And
what?
So you guys, you came in, you saw him riding around on his carousel. He welcomed you guys. He told you that, yes, the 12 bodies you were looking for of the fallen soldiers are here in this park, and that he would love to help you find them in the most fun way possible. So he has made it clear that you must get 100 tickets, 100 Thunder Gnome tickets to leave.
Oh, yeah.
And then 150 if you'd like to leave with the prize. So,
which is what we'd like.
Yes, we would like that very much. At least I would.
Mm-hmm. And so, so numbers for those who are paying attention. 100 tickets to leave, 150 to leave with a prize, 12 dead bodies. You guys went through the tunnel of love. Mm-hmm. There, Kai obtained 13 tickets and a park hopper wristband.
Bow-bow!
There, you obtained 10 tickets. Zil and Griana, you did not kiss your friend, so you obtained 0 tickets.
My crush, more like.
So you guys are off walking toward the fun house, but Nickelback has disappeared, so you're kind of like able to choose where you're going. So to get a sort of lay of the land, yes.
No, I'm just excited to hear where we can go.
Great. So to get sort of a lay of the land, as you're looking around and you're exiting the Tunnel of Love, which is sort of the first thing sort of on this rotational standpoint, you notice that in the center of this amusement park is that carousel that you guys have seen before. And then write sort of the big sort of eye-catcher, showstopper piece. The castle, if you will, is the big roller coaster. It's got loops. It's got dives. It's made out of a copper-ish looking thing. And here's the thing, folks. You none of you have actually never seen an autonomous machinery in action. Like steam-powered things, electrical things, none of you are familiar with. And so this thing has a bunch of, like, blinding lights and a lot of, like, spinning gears on it. A track hasn't run. You can't see it go by. But there's a mystifying aspect to it, as you can hear sort of, like, churning of gears. And then off to the side from that is a two-story house that is covered with a mural of a blue sky. A lot of butterflies on it. Some flowers on the bottom. And then a big bold words with paint dripping. Looks like it's been painted almost as an afterthought. It says Fun House in bright, bold red text. And then the final thing you see, it almost looks like buggies, but mechanic.
The go-karts?
Yes, you see a bumper cart, a bumper car arena as well. So those are sort of the five locations that you sort of see in this park.
Wow.
There are uninhabited, like, stands that, like, have, like, used to sell, like, food or... Or there seems to be, like, a gift shop that looks fine, but no one's running it. So, but those are the five main attractions of this place. So you guys are standing outside the Tunnel of Love. And everyone roll a perception check.
Ooh, 21, yeah.
6.
14.
21 was the highest?
Yes.
And that was Griana?
Me.
Okay, Griana, you look over to the carousel. And there seems to be this, like, strip around the canopy of the carousel.
Uh-huh.
And it's not electronic, but for some way, you're not sure how it works. Like, engineering or magic aren't really your realms of expertise in this sort of way.
No,
so you
they
can just
are
sort
not.
Of see you can just sort of see this text. It's really cool. You don't know how it's done, but there's this text sort of going around this carousel, and it says body count 3.
Body count.
Yeah.
Do I see
three.
It or no?
Hey.
Yeah, you see. You were.
You guys.
14? Yeah.
Oh.
Body count 3.
That's how many bodies we got, Griana.
Only 9 more to go.
How many tickets did you get, guys? I got 10.
I didn't get any because I didn't kiss my crush.
13.
Because okay,
it's amazing.
What do you guys want to do? I'm feeling fun house.
Fun house,
and then maybe bumper
sure.
bumper cars.
Okay, fun house and bumper cars.
Yes.
Okay. And I have to learn how to trust my gut some more because not kissing.
Here's the thing, I want those prizes.
Okay.
We play around.
Okay.
We play along with it. We get more tickets.
Right.
Let's just go for it. If we're comfortable with it. So, obviously, if it's like, kill this thing.
Don't do it.
And if we
kill
don't
each
feel
other,
right,
don't,
yeah.
Don't
kill each other.
So follow your morals and good things will come.
Yes.
What you're saying is that we're going to have a super fun day at the carnival?
That is exactly what I'm saying. I'm so glad that you
okay,
read my mind.
Okay, cue carnival montage.
Cue carnival montage.
You heard him, Cameron. Cue carnival montage.
We're washing cars.
I don't know.
What? No. I start jogging to the fun house.
Yeah, I'm jogging right there with you.
I'm also.
Oh,
we're all jogging to the fun house.
For the first time in your
guys'
lives, you are running.
To the fun house.
So the entrance to the fun house is not a doorway, but an archway. And as you get closer, roll a perception check.
Okay. 16.
11.
8.
Nice. All right.
Wow.
Brianna, as you're approaching, no one else sees this. Brianna, as you're approaching, you can sort of see that the archway almost like changes as you start approaching. Yeah. It goes from just looking like a normal like red archway entrance. It almost looks like the funhouse like grows little teeth on the archway and like two eyes appear at the top of the archway. It looks like it starts to look like a clown's face is just like open with like very incredibly sharp teeth. And that's the entrance of the archway now.
Hey, Granite, you okay?
What?
You seem a little off. Are you okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just saw something.
What did you see?
Did you guys see the entrance? Did you see it turn into a clown's face? Or am I just like imagining things?
I look at it. Do I see that?
Yeah, it looked like a clown, but I looked the whole way you guys were walking over.
Yeah, I don't see that.
No, it like morphed into it.
What?
Guys, you now this brought to your attention. It does look like a clown face to you, but
it wasn't like that before.
But to Zill and Kai's knowledge, it always looked that way.
It wasn't like that before.
Are you sure? Because
it changed.
I've seen
into
Monster
that.
House. Okay, I don't think this is that.
What's Monster House? This.
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Fuck. 5.
All right. As you're gesturing up, you go this. You do like a shake of your hand, and with like this shake of your hand, on your wrist appears the same wristband that Kai is wearing.
Oh, hey! I wasn't wearing this
what
before.
The fuck? Band sisters.
What
the heck? I don't know what I did to deserve this.
I just saw.
But you guys, you have to believe me that this thing wasn't always a clown. We might be walking into the mouth of a real life clown.
Well, whatever it is, I'm into it. I walk into the mouth.
If
of the
I
clown.
Get a wristband, then I guess I'm also into it. I want a wristband. I'm the only one with that one.
Maybe your time will come. Let's go. Come on. Your time will come. Let's go.
So what's the walking order?
I'll go first.
I'll go second.
I'll go third.
Okay. Sure.
KZG. All right. So then, all three of you walk into the fun house. Kai, you walk in first. You turn to talk to your lovely comrades. Oh, sorry. You turn to talk to your lovely comrades, and they are nowhere to be seen.
What, guys?
Carly and Liz, please go sit with Elijah on the couch.
Again? Yep. Oh, my God.
This is actually conveniently the only time you guys will be doing this.
Guys?
So you are alone. In a very dark room. It actually, when I mean very dark, I mean pitch black. And there's no entrance behind you anymore. You're just like in pitch black for like a fucking second. There's no entrance behind you. Floating in the distance, you see a pair of red eyes. And they're occasionally blinking. And when they blink, you'll just be plunged back into darkness. But they're just kind of like looking at you.
I look back at them. Stare contest. What's up, clown?
Are you doing anything? Are you proceeding in the darkness?
No, I'm just staring into these eyes.
All right,
I walk up to the eyes.
All right, you start walking towards the eyes. You could have done something else besides walking.
Well, that's what I'm doing, is walking up towards the eyes.
I'm not trapping you into this decision. you start walking towards the eyes, and as you walk towards them, they get further away. And you keep walking, and you keep walking, and you keep walking. The blackness turns into black walls at a certain point, and it's really hard to tell when it happened because you were so fixated on just those eyes. And as you sort of recognize there are walls, the walls start closing in.
Whoa! I'm running.
Okay, so you're running. And it was a very slow crawl, but the walls were moving in. And so you run and you run and you run and you run. And go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw. You can either make an dexterity or a wisdom, whatever you're more comfortable with, or intelligence. Dexterity or intelligence.
Wow, I weirdly have a high intelligence, a higher intelligence than dexterity.
Shocks me.
All right. Oh, wait. Hold on again. Oh, that's only when I'm in combat. All right. I'm going to do intelligence saving throw, and that would be a 16.
Okay. So you stop yourself just in time, because as you're running, you sort of pass through this doorway that came a lot sooner than you were expecting, and you stop yourself just barely from colliding with a mirror. And you slowly look around, and you realize you are in the very, very classic House of Mirrors.
No!
And so go ahead and just roll me in another intelligence roll to see how well you make it through this wall of mirrors.
21.
Okay, 21. So you've almost like, you know, just sort of like as a carny, you've sort of just been in one of these before.
You know, smart motherfucker.
You've just been in one of these before. So you're just kind of like, you remember to like feel the wall and always just like head a certain way. And then, but at a certain point, your eyes like sort of catch one of the mirrors and you see yourself in it. And most of them have been like reflected like just you. But this one, you like look in the mirror and you see yourself in the mirror. And for some reason, your like eye like catches for a second, and you stop, and you watch as your face begins to slowly melt off your skeleton and start dripping onto the floor.
Oh, I feel my face.
It feels wet to the touch.
And I'm not sweaty.
Okay, so go ahead and roll a wisdom saving throw.
That was a 7.
Okay. So you are making your way through this maze, and you get out incredibly quickly, sort of at that after that sort of weird face melting incident. Like your face, you don't see any of your face on the floor, so you can kind of assume that's still together. And you hustle into the next room. And it's another, like, really long hallway, and it's one of the ones that have, like, the twisted floor. Oh. And all around it is, like, a spinning, like, a hypnosis spiral. It's just a very large sort of spinning around this circular, this single bridge heading through the room. And this giant hypno wheel that encompasses the entire, you're almost in, like, a cylinder of a hypnosis wheel. And you're, like, heading further into it. And you're on this very, like, rickety bridge, and you're starting to walk across this rickety bridge, and it's hard, and it's kind of taking you a second, and you hear, ah-ha-ha, ah-ha-ha, and behind you is not a Nickelback, but this 7-foot clown that, like, has a Nickelback's outfit, but, like, an incredibly, like, buff stature. And all of the clothes are torn.
A buff Nickelback.
And, like, bloody. And its mouth is, like, permanently open because its teeth are so big and sharpened. And its eyes are carved out and hollow completely. And you just hear that very, and then from behind its back, two very long rusted daggers appear, and it starts running towards you.
Get my morning star, and I go whoosh.
All right, so you get your morning star, and you go whoosh to pass through it, and it just immediately turns into glitter.
What? What is going on?
And you just hear,
Okay, I look around.
Okay, you look around. There's just a lot of glitter on the ground.
Okay. I pick up the glitter.
Okay, you pick up the glitter.
Does it do anything?
Nope.
All right. I guess I run through this nauseating spinning tunnel.
Right, you run through this nauseating spinning tunnel. You're nauseated. It's spinning. And you make your way into the next room. And there's like a very friendly looking sort of like arcade thing going on.
An arcade? Like games?
Yeah. Here's the thing though, is like there's like a glass, like the tunnel sort of aspect continues, and there's this glass wall sort of separating you and all of the games, except for one game, which is like in front of you at the end of this sort of hallway. And it's a test your strength.
Oh, like one of those arm wrestling?
No, one of the hammers. And you bring the hammer down, and then it goes.
Oh, up. I'm going to do that.
Well, yeah, so it's just sitting there, and it's purple.
So pretty.
Yeah, and it's very much like your aesthetic, and it looks very cool. And it seems to be just sitting there waiting for you. As you get closer, you'll notice that the ranking, the harder you hit, instead of, like, things that are mean, like, you know, if you get really low, so it's, like, small guppy, and then it's, like, big fish, you know, how it usually is at carnivals.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just, like, a very, like, medical ranking, like, 1 ticket, 2 tickets, 5 tickets, 10 tickets.
Ooh, how high does it go?
20 if you hit the top one.
Ooh, so, all right. Game on.
But just so you know, at around the 75% point, there seems – it's almost like nailed in. There seems to be just like a puppet of a dead body sort of nailed in at the 75% point.
How many chances do I get? Do I know?
You don't know.
Okay. Well, I take it. I take it in my hands, 2 hands at once. I lift it up.
And then you sort of throw down. Go ahead and roll.
Strength?
Yeah.
Yay. Ooh, 18 plus 5. That is a 23.
Okay. So you go ahead and hit it, and the meter goes up. And it goes up until the point where it hits the nailed-in dead body, and sort of the lever hits it as it's trying to go higher, and the nailed-in thing sort of just, like, is dislodged, and the body sort of, like, the puppet sort of falls to the ground.
Okay.
And just, like, falls.
All right,
by the wayside, and it looks like that's been knocked loose.
Okay.
So now it's sort of, like, a regular thing.
Okay, well, cool. Got the body. I'm going to do it again.
All right, you do it again.
Dun, 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 dun. 22.
Okay. So that hits the 15 ticket. So.
All right. Now I have 15 tickets.
You don't know that. They haven't appeared in your pocket or anything.
True, true, true. Okay, do it again.
Okay, so this time you go to hit... And the cushion that you would sort of impact with explodes with glitter. And the lever doesn't move at all.
Where are my tickets? Is the body still there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Where are my tickets?
There's no response.
What kind of game is that? All right, I look in the body. Are there tickets on the body?
No, but you... Are you, like, opening the puppet?
Yeah, I'm, like, yeah, doing, I'm opening, I'm exploring, I'm looting.
Okay, so it's a small puppet. It's, like, the size of your hand, and you tear it open, and blood spills out.
Oh!
See, blood all over your hands now.
I smell the blood.
Smells like regular blood.
All right. I look around. Do I see any entrances?
Yeah, you do. It's, like, right behind the hammer machine.
This place is a scam. I walk
this
into
place
the
is a scam. Okay,
I walk into the entrance.
And then And then you walk into the next room, and it's another mirrored room. And you're sort of standing there for a second because there's no exits. And you're waiting for a second. And then all of a sudden, in each of the mirrors, you can see a good Nickelback standing directly behind you.
I look behind me.
He's not there. But he's still in the mirror.
Okay, I make eye contact with him in the mirror. I go, hey, mister, I want my 15 tickets.
I was going to give them at the end of the fun house. But since you're being so, it's not very kind of you to,
Are you nervous?
You should get the tickets that you're owned, but you're being rather rude. And you were my favorite until now.
All right. Good Nickelback, if that's...
The only thing I'll accept right now is an apology.
I'm not apologizing to you.
Okay.
All right, I'll look around.
Are you looking for an exit?
Maybe.
I'll make one for you. I was going to make you an offer, but I think our friendship is past.
Wait, okay, Good Nickelback, what's your offer?
Oh, for you?
Yes.
There's none.
And he snaps, and an entrance opens. And he just seems to be standing there waiting.
Hey. I don't like this game we're playing, okay? I'm trying to play by the rules. I'm trying to play the game. I'm trying to get my tickets and my bodies and get out of here. Good Nickelback.
That's what we were doing, and then you were mean, so leave.
Leave?
Leave the fun house. I'm having fun with your friends now.
And he disappears.
I look around. Do I see anything?
You see an exit.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I go out the exit.
All right, you go out the exit. You can notice out at the carousel, it says body count 4. Looks like you've gotten the body, but you make Nickelback mad, so you have no tickets.
Damn it.
All right. You may leave and send in Liz. All right, so you go into the fun house. And then you look around like, let's have a fun house. And you look around and the mood's killed because you can't find your friends.
Just like Tunnel of Love. Okay.
Yeah, and you're in a completely pitch black room, which is even more fun.
Computer enhanced.
There's no zooming to be done.
God damn it.
However, you can see off in the distance is a pair of red eyes just sort of watching you.
Hello, Good Nickelback.
I don't know.
Hello. Hello. What lovely eyes you have. Yep. Hello, Good Nickelback. You look very nice. Should I walk towards you? I suppose I will.
So you start walking towards Good Nickelback. And it's hard when you're looking at the eyes because it's almost like your eyes are at that pair of eyes because it's almost like your eyes are getting adjusted to the light. You know, and so it's almost like you can't see into the darkness around you because all you can see is the red eyes. And it makes your eyes hurt. It's visually confusing. And because of that, you can't really tell when this pitch blackness just became black walls that you could see.
Ah.
Which is like nice.
Fun.
Because now you know that you're like in an actual like corporeal space. So it's sort of nice. And that's fun. And the ceilings are really tall. But the room's kind of, thin. And as you're continuing walking, there's a doorway at this end of this sort of tunnel. And the eyes are sort of sitting there in darkness. And it just sort of, the eyes sort of retreat further into that doorway and then just, disappear. And then the room you're in starts shrinking.
Ah, yes. Is the door locked?
Ah, yes. So you're going to the end?
There's...
The doorway?
Yeah.
So you head to the end of the doorway as the room. It's not, threatening.
Yeah.
It's just, slowly shrinking.
Yeah, it's a fun house.
It's a fun house. So you're supposed to be like, wow, what a cool effect.
Wow, what a cool effect.
Yeah. And, you walk to this end of the room and you walk in. And you're just walking. So that's good.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying, you know, you're just walking, so that's good. So when you walk into the doorway, you can immediately see that there are mirrors everywhere.
Ah!
So you run no risk of colliding into them.
Yes.
And you're like, Sid barely got away with it. And so you're like, ah, cool, a mirror room, as of course.
Mirror room, like a classic fun house.
Right. And so do you have a sort of strategy for getting through this mirror room?
Well, I look to where I'm not. Right? Like, how is the setup?
There's just, like, a lot of mirrors. Like, you can't tell if it's, like, a doorway or a mirror. Have you ever been
in
one
of those? Like, are they just, like, a wall? Or it's, like, a maze of mirrors?
It's a maze of mirrors.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, like, feeling around for an opening.
Yeah, okay, so that's how you're making your way through. That's totally fine. You're making way through. Go ahead and roll me an intelligence check to show me just, like, how fast you're bamfing through it.
19.
Oh, you're bamfing through it. So you get totally, you're totally good. You're walking past and a mirror sort of like catches your eye and you are like tempted to stop. Do you stop and do you look or are you like?
Is it tempting like spooky tempting or is it tempting
like a
tempting?
Like a spot the difference, something's different.
Sure.
Okay, so you stop and you look over, and you see it's just like a mirror that's like got you in it, right? It's doing all the same things, but you notice that slowly, your skin is starting to melt off your face.
I see that start to happen, and I just keep moving.
All right, so you keep moving, and you hear some dripping on the floor. Mm. And go ahead and roll me a wisdom saving throw, with advantage because you kept moving incredibly quickly.
You said wisdom, right?
Yes.
19.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. 17 plus 6.
Oh, incredibly good.
Okay. Great.
So you continue forward. That's really funny. You're going to be so mad later. And you continue forward, and you make it through the mirror maze, and you're totally good. And you're in this room, and there's this very – and you're, like, up.
Mm-hmm.
You're off the ground, and there's this very long bridge that's suspended from – I don't know, but it seems to be suspended. It's not anchored to the ground or anything. It's like 7 or 8 feet off the ground.
Yes.
And around it is one of those giant classic funhouse hypnosis wheels.
Why would I be mad?
So it's like a giant cone of a hypnosis wheel. And as you're going further down this bridge, you're heading like further into the spiral of the black and white. And so that's just what this room is.
I want to look around. Okay.
You look around.
Why did you say I'm going to be mad?
Oh, okay. If you really want to know.
I do.
You just want a wristband so badly.
Fuck off.
So.
I'm going to look around.
Okay, you look around. It just looks like a
no.
sterile funhouse to me.
No.
Go ahead and roll.
Something's here. What is it, perception?
Yeah.
I have a 20, not nat.
Oh, that's incredibly good. Looks like a fun house to me.
There's no opening to leave?
No, but the magic's very strong here.
Oh, I feel the magic in my veins.
Mm-hmm. You've got the magic
in
you.
Can I roll? I don't know what kind of magic it is, right? I don't sense.
It's very necromantic.
And I didn't find anything with my 20...
No, you didn't, because no.
I just keep walking, I guess. Okay.
So, and you get around halfway, and your guard's almost up, because you're looking for something to go wrong. So, but you hear a, ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
Hello.
And you turn around, and... it's Nickelback.
Hello.
But 8 foot tall-ish and very ripped. And all of its clothing is in shreds and like just blood stained. And its eyes aren't there because they're hollowed out.
Yes, of course.
And its mouth seems to be permanently open because its teeth are so big and just mm-hmm. like carved in these sharp... sharp, spiky boys.
Little spikies.
And you just hear another, and from behind its back, it produces two long, rusty daggers, and they're very, like, thudding footsteps that shake the bridge as it starts running towards you.
And there's no door in this room?
No, there's an end. You have to head down the
Head down there.
All right, so you run the other way. And you're running, and you're running, and you're running, and you're running. Go ahead and roll. Let's see who gets there.
What is it?
Just a dexterity.
Okay, so that's a
Or athletics. Whatever you want to roll.
Oh, I'll roll athletics, because then that's a 25.
All right, so, yeah, you get to the end of the tunnel first. And you, like, get in through the next doorway, and the clown, who is very close behind you, like, tries to rush in through the doorway as well.
Too big.
But, like, when it passes the threshold, its whole body turns into glitter.
Oh, that's fun.
And just coats you in glitter.
Oh.
You don't have glitter in your eyes, though. So that's
Yay.
Nice.
Yay. I put my hands over my eyes.
Yeah, you saw it coming.
And then I went, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Prestidigitate. Not yet. I'll
oh, yeah. I thought you want to leave the glitter on for a little while.
Yeah.
Clown body glitter. And so you walk into the next room. And you see that it is an arcade.
Oh, we love an arcade.
We stan an arcade.
We stan, Wig.
And so at the end of the hall, it's still a very, like, tunnel-esque room. And there's a lot of, like, arcade games, but there seems to be a glass wall in between you and all the other arcade games, except for one. There's one that's, like, left free and clear at the end of the tunnel, and it is a bottle toss.
That there's no door, there's just the bottle toss?
Looks like there's just the bottle toss.
Okay, I guess we're going to a bottle toss.
All right. So, there's a bunch of bottles.
There's and a toss.
And a toss. So there's a bunch of bottles, but here's the thing, is the back row, the bottles have little labels on them, and they looks like they're stickers of, like, bodies.
Okay.
In the back row. And then the front has a sticker on it that says, second row has stickers that says 3. Third row says 5. Fourth row says 10. And then the back row is the stickers with the bodies.
Okay. How many? Is there any rings?
There are.
How many?
4
rings. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I'll aim for a body first. So is that dexterity or?
Yeah, it's going to be a dexterity roll.
Could I roll at acrobatics or no? Just
no,
dexterity.
Just a straight one.
Well, that's a slurps up, baby.
As a 20?
Yes.
All right, so it lands on the middle body. Like first, oh, that must feel so good. Just like, fuck you. Like, here it is.
Yes.
Perfect. So you just toss it on. It just lands right on the middle, the center one. And as it lands, all of the glasses in the last row shatter.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it lands, and then they all shatter, and then just the top 4 rows remain of bottles, and you still have 3 rings.
Okay, I'll go for a 10.
Okay.
Well, that is a 6.
Okay, nope, it definitely scatters off to the ground. You have 2 rings remaining.
Okay, I'm going to try to go for a 10 again.
Okay.
That is another slurps up, baby.
Seriously?
Yes. You can look at it.
No, I believe you. All right, so it lands on the 10.
And does it shatter or no?
It does not.
I go for another 10, baby.
Last one?
Baby.
Baby.
Austin Powers? Hashtag, we don't need him.
Okay.
That is dexterity, right? 16?
For the 10?
Yes.
Okay. So it goes.
At least I got one.
Yeah, at least you got one. More than someone else. And that one unfortunately does clatter to the ground as well. But as you're looking to sort of see where your ring lands, you look over the counter and you see that there's a trap door.
Yes, I will go through that trapdoor, please.
Great. So you go through the trapdoor and you shimmy down this ladder. And there seems to be another room. And this one is like a circular room with mirrors just all around it. It's not a maze or anything. There are just mirrors all around it. And you can't see another fucking, like, another way out of this room. So just you in this room, the trapdoor shuts above you because, of course, it does. And you're just like.
And they're all, like, I touch them, they're all mirrors.
Yeah, they're all mirrors. And you're just sort of like.
Even the ground?
No, the ground's just the ground.
There's nothing on the ground.
Nothing on the ground. But all of a sudden, you look into the mirror, and behind you is Gnickelback.
In the mirror. In all of the mirrors or just the one I'm looking in?
Yes, as you sort of take in your glance.
Yes to what?
as you take it in, you realize that there's no Gnickelback physically behind you.
He's
but
in the mirror.
Every mirror you look in, he's standing behind you.
Can I break?
Well, you start like advancing towards the mirror and Gnickelback goes, "Aha! Did you have fun?
I had so much fun."
Oh. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I will say, I was wrong. I pegged your amethysty friend as an early favorite, and they proved me wrong. So I gotta say, I think you're my favorite so far, and
oh
favorites
my gosh.
Get prizes.
Stop.
Now, I do want to interest you in a special deal. That pet thing that your green friend carries around.
Yes.
I think it's very fun.
Yes.
I think it's very fun.
Okay.
I think it'd be, along with me, an excellent park mascot.
That's an interesting idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
And I want you to convince your green friend to leave the new park mascot with me.
Okay.
And if you do, I'll bring your prize ticket number down to 110.
That is a tempting offer.
A tempting offer?
Tempting offer indeed. Do I have to answer right now?
Oh, no.
No,
you don't.
Okay. It's just in general if she leaves.
The offer is open.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you're having fun. And since you said you were so nice and so cordial in this conversation, unlike other... Sorry.
We don't need to think about it.
Let's just give you an extra 5 tickets.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So another 15. And Nickelback snaps, and suddenly you have 15 more tickets in your pocket.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I went British there. Hold on. Anyway. You're so welcome. And then he's like, "Well, if this is done, I went British again. What's wrong with me?" Well, if this is done, and he snaps, and a doorway opens.
This was very fun. Thank you again so much.
And you walk out, and we'll talk about what happens when you walk out, when everybody else walks out too. So go ahead and sing Carly in. Okay.
Hi.
So I was just thinking about things. So you walk into the funhouse. You're like gonna conquer it together.
Oh,
you
boy.
Did kind of a bad job when you were alone last time.
Yeah, not this time.
And so you walk into the funhouse as a group, and then suddenly you're fucking alone again.
Okay.
So you like walk into this funhouse, and you were already on edge because that whole like weird mouth thing happened. And you're pretty on edge, and then just like you like walk in. And your friends are supposed to be there.
You guys?
And they're not. And
oh my God.
The room is pitch black. So pitch black that you can't even tell if there are walls near you anymore.
Hello?
There's no entrance.
Kai?
You can't. No one responds when you call.
So?
But off in the distance, you do notice a pair of eyes. Bright red. Just sort of like looking at you.
Are they high?
No, they're completely red.
Hello? Who are you? Hello? Who are you? Who are you? I say it differently.
There's no response.
Okay, I'm just gonna like, just I'm gonna walk in a direction. I'm gonna walk in a direction.
Which direction do you choose?
I'm gonna go to the right.
Okay. Cool.
Has everyone else gone to the left or something?
Fuck. That's very cool. So you walk to the left.
Okay.
And it's already going different. They walked the same way in the funhouse last time, and you're walking a different way, and so I'm very happy.
What?
And so you walk to the right, and the eyes just watch you, and you hit a wall, and you manage to trace the wall, and you eventually find a doorway that perhaps you wouldn't have found if you had said, followed the eyes.
Okay.
And so...
Oh, I didn't follow the eyes?
That's what they did. You didn't.
So. Okay. All right, swag.
So you find this, and you go through that doorway?
Yes. I have no other choice.
Is there plethora of choices.
But you go through the doorway.
Okay. You go through the doorway, mm-hmm. and you are immediately in this very cool mirror maze.
Oh, hello, Griana.
Yeah. So it's a
little... So I see a lot of me.
You see a ton of you.
Oh, the stress has done not so much great stuff for my skin.
And you're looking in the mirror and you're sort of inspecting your skin. Oh, and wow. As you lean forward and sort of inspect that, you watch your flesh begin to melt off your face.
Oh, my skin looks worse now.
And you can see your skeleton beginning to peer through.
No.
And you're hearing drips on the... ground.
What? Can I see the drips on the ground? Is it real? Is this happening?
Go ahead and roll a wisdom saving.
Oh, my. 10.
Okay.
This is bad.
For a second, you're like almost entirely sure it's real.
Oh.
And like you feel your hands and they feel wet after you touch your face. And you're like, oh my God. But like after a second, you can realize that like, okay, maybe not. Maybe the water is just sweat or something.
My face
feels mostly intact.
Okay. That was an illusion, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was an illusion. The mirror is playing a game with me. We know this place is weird. Can I keep walking?
Yeah, you keep walking.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry you went down this road and no one else did.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for apologizing, but it's still happening. Can I turn around, please?
No, Griana wouldn't turn around.
No way. No.
And so you're walking, and are you paying a lot of attention to what you see in the mirrors now?
I'm trying to. Yes, I saw that weird thing with my skin dripping.
Okay, so you are paying attention.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Cool. So you turn down another path, and you notice Zill running towards you.
Zill!
At a certain point.
Yeah. Over here!
And, like, running toward the mirror.
Oh.
And then, like running towards you, but there looks like there's a mirror in between you two.
Oh, okay.
And, like, running towards you, and Zill looks really, like, scared and really, like, panicked.
What's wrong?
You can start seeing in the distance. And Zill's, like, shouting at you, presumably, but you can't hear anything.
What? Oh, my God!
And you're...
What?
Okay, so
what?
You're...
Just say it.
You're running through, and Zill's running towards you, and you're sort of getting close to the mirror to try and like help in something, and you sort
over
of
here.
See past Zill. There's this.
Oh my God.
There's this like 7 foot tall Gnickelback chasing after Zill.
Chasing Zill.
And it's like,
Gnickelback's behind you. Gnickelback's behind you.
And it's but this Gnickelback has like. Its mouth is, like, permanently open because its teeth are so big and, like, sharpened to a point. Oh. And its eyes are carved out and all
like
of its
the,
skin.
Like the opening of the funhouse.
Kind of, yes. And you notice, and it's very shocking. And just, I want you to roll me a wisdom saving throw right now so I know how your mental psyche reacts to it.
5.
Very poorly.
Nah. Well, so are we surprised that Griana would, I think, naturally react poorly?
Yeah.
No.
I'm so sorry. You're trying. you're trying to, like, tell Zill to, like, look out. But Nickelback catches up to Zill, and the next thing you see is the glimmer of a sword coming out through Zill's abdomen.
What? What?
As...
oh my God, no!
As Zill is completely stabbed through, and the light fades from Zill's eyes, and Zill collapses on the ground. And Nickelback just, like, picks up Zill's arm.
Don't.
And just begins, like, dragging the body away back from whence they came.
No, that's my friend!
And you notice Nickelback, like, pick it up. And then you...
Don't eat. Do not. Don't.
And
no.
And then, like...
This isn't real. This
and is then
real.
You see, like... This and then, like, the body's put back on Gnickle's backside and, like, a part of Zill's shoulder is missing. And, like... And that's, like, the last thing you see before they, like, head off into the distance. And so then you... You're there in the maze.
I got it. Brianna throws up.
Yeah, Brianna does throw up.
Brianna freaking throws up.
Brianna throws up. That's fair.
Okay. Maybe it's not real. Hopefully it's not real. I gotta get out of here.
Iga seems to be, like, nuzzling against you, trying to bring you, like, comforting and calming and grounding.
Iga, I am not gonna let anything happen to you in here, okay? We are gonna get out of this. It's a fun house, remember? Remember, it's supposed to be fun. That there's fun in the name. That's what it's supposed to be. So clearly that was fun, right? That was fun. I had fun. I'm having fun. You motherfucker, I'm having fun in here. Who are you? Help! Okay, Iga. Let's get out of this bitch.
And so you keep going. You keep going through the maze. Did you roll an intelligence throw to see how good you were waking through the maze?
I rolled wisdom. I got a 5.
That was your wisdom saving throw. So. I think you did roll an intelligence check and were making your way through the maze. If not, I'm just going to assume you're doing an average job.
Okay.
And you're making your way through the maze. Are you paying attention to the mirrors anymore?
Sometimes.
Okay. You catch glimpses of the same thing happening to Kai.
No!
You catch a glimpse of the same thing happening to your father.
What?
Your Ew. Mother.
Hell no.
Your,
My brother?
Your brother.
Frankie.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No. Your grandparents.
We never got to forgive each other. Me and my brother. My grandparents?
Yep.
No. No! This place is hell, and I've been to hell!
That's true. And eventually, you're like, you make it out of the maze.
What? What?
And then...
I drop to my damn knees, and I cradle Iga in my hands, and I cry.
Okay. So
that was not nice. Oh,
no.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
I throw up again. Wow. Where are the okay. Zill, Kai, hello? Are you still alive? Was that real?
And you're in this sort of next room, and it seems to be like an arcade. And that looks kind of fun.
Okay, I like it.
Like a fun little arcade. There's a lot of games, but most of them are, like, on either side of you. This seems to be more of a tunnel-shaped room again.
I mean, do they have MacPan?
What?
MacPan.
Oh, MacPan. No.
No.
They're more traditional fair games. It's Pac-Man.
MacPan. That's canon.
Cameron's mad. and they're more like traditional fair games.
Okay.
So you see behind the glass. But here's the thing is most of the fair games are, like, behind glass on either side of you.
Okay.
So you see, like, there's this purple strength, test your strength machine.
Yeah.
There's this ring toss.
Okay.
And then at the end of the hallway, uncovered by glass, is this seems to be an accuracy shooter, like whack-a-mole.
Oh. Do I get to choose a game?
There's only one.
Only one?
That's not behind the glass.
Oh.
And it's the whack-a-mole game, sort of at the end of the hallway.
Well, I guess I put Iga back up into nuzzling against my neck, safe zone.
Yeah.
Wrapped up in my ponytail, you know?
Yeah.
And I walk slowly and cautiously forward.
Okay, you walk slowly and cautiously forward. It takes a few extra minutes, but it feels like the safe and right decision. And eventually, you reach the machine unharmed.
I mean, I had no other choice. I had to play this game.
Absolutely. Well, you can't find another way.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And there's like a mallet.
Yeah.
Right? And there's like a bunch of holes. And
yeah,
it just says like whack at the top. And then off to the side, there's a little meter. And so there's like points.
Yes.
So there's like, there's five. There's 500. There's 1,000.
Uh-huh.
2,000. And then where it looks like it says there might have been like a 3,000, and that's like the top of the meter.
Yeah.
Instead, it's sort of like taped over with like a sticker that looks like a human body.
What? Like it's a real sticker, or is it a real human body?
It's a sticker, but just of a body.
Do I recognize the body?
No.
Okay, good.
But it is in the armor of the other soldiers that you've been rescuing.
This does not surprise me.
So.
Okay, that's fucked up, but what's new?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's time to play ball or play whack-a-mole.
All right.
Or whatever. Fuck. Okay. Do I insert a token?
Nope. Do you just pick up the mallet?
All right, I'm picking up the mallet.
Okay, so you pick up the mallet and this sort of like carnival music starts.
Oh.
And you hear like a
ah, fuck. You again?
Three.
Oh.
Two.
Okay, here I go.
One. Start. And then
I whack.
The first thing pops out and you whack without thinking.
No.
You just sort of, you whack without thinking and it's this cartoonish looking piece of meat, but real sort of like blood spurts out at you when you hit it. And so you just whack it. You don't know. You just whack it and the next one pops up and you try to whack it. So I'm going to need three dexterity rolls.
Okay.
And we'll take the cumulative to see how well you do.
22.
Okay.
Oh, my God, 21.
Okay.
And 12. No, 11.
A 22, a 21, and a 12?
And 11.
And 11. Okay. So, very well. Okay. All in all, probably.
Woo, woo, woo,
close to an 18.
Yeah, girl. Let's go, Iga. Me, you, against the world.
So, you do a pretty well job. You managed to shut out the fact that you're kind of a little bit covered in blood right now. Iga's, like, very close to your ear, sort of, like, trying to be comforting.
It's bringing me back to my butcher days.
Yeah. So, that's almost like it's the point. And you manage to actually pretty much near you max out the meter before the time runs out.
Do I get any fucking tickets?
And there's no answer, but like you hit the thing and it sort of like the sticker of the human body like blinks.
Oh yay.
And then like over just like in corporeal form you just hear like a ha ha ha, great job.
Thank you.
And then you turn around and you look behind you and there's a trapdoor on the ground.
Oh, all right. I see that trapdoor. And I'm not falling for that trap. So.
Okay.
Right?
Where are you going then?
Do I see a door anywhere else?
Mm-mm.
I guess it's tally-ho and I'm going to step right on the trapdoor.
Oh, it's like a latch. You like open it.
Oh. Oh, hello, little trapdoor.
Yeah, so it's just like open it.
All right, I open it up.
And there's the ladder.
Okay.
So I assume you crawl down the ladder.
Is it pitch black?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. do I have like a flashlight or anything? In my explorer's pack, I have torches.
Yeah, you can light one.
Can I light my torch, please?
Yeah, you light one, and then it's a little bit harder to climb down the ladder, but you do.
All right.
And it's well lit, and you can see you are in a circular room of mirrors.
Again?
Yes, a very good circular room of mirrors. And
what?
You're there, and it just looks like you and Iga and a room of mirrors. And until you're sort of like hanging out for a second, and then you look in one of the mirrors, and you can see Gnickelback is standing behind you.
Excuse me, hello? Whoa.
And you go to turn around, and Nickelback's not there.
Okay,
and you
really
look in
funny.
And you look in the mirror, and he's there in the mirror, but he's not there in a corporeal form behind you. But he's in all of the mirrors standing behind you.
What is this game we're about to play?
I just wanted to tell you, good job!
Oh,
You were my least favorite.
I was?
Now you're not.
Who is?
Oh, that weird purple friend of yours. Oh, very rude. Kai.
Is she still alive?
Oh, sure.
Sure?
For now.
Okay.
Just kidding.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
I wanted to.
Thank you.
What? Oh. Well, was it fun? Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
I was trying to make sure you had fun.
Well, if that's the most important thing to you, then surely, rest assured, I had a lot of fun.
Good. Well, take your 20 tickets.
I got 20 tickets. Thank you. Thank you, Gnickelback.
And, oh.
What?
I do have a small offer.
What?
Now, I didn't tell your other friends this because I forgot.
Oh.
But if you...
Yes?
As a token of kindness.
Well, I guess that is the most important thing to you in this world, huh?
Yes. Left me maybe 2 of the bodies?
What?
I'd be happy to take down your ticket price.
Ticket price of what? Like how many tickets
of 100 tickets to leave. I'd subtract it.
By how much?
Oh, we could negotiate, but I'd want the 2 bodies first.
I'm sorry, we can't.
Are you sure? I just want to make it more fun.
Well, you know what, Gnickelback? I think if it's going to be the most fun possible, and it's all about my fun experience, correct? If that's what you're saying, I would have the most fun if I can keep all 12 bodies. So if really, truly, you want me to have fun, then you won't hold this against me, right?
Yes, I understand. The power of...
kindness?
Need versus the power of want.
I need
you
the 12.
You want the bodies.
No, I need the bodies.
I need a body.
No. I need the bodies. You want the bodies.
Oh, it looks like we're both in need.
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Well, I...
Can you let me out?
Oh.
No, sorry. What were you going to say? Sorry, you scared me.
Oh, no. You want to leave my funhouse? That's...
No. I take it back.
No, it's fine.
I take it back.
Here's the exit.
What did you want? No, I take it back.
And he snaps.
No!
And he's gone.
Oh,
and the
fuck.
Exit slowly opens.
I screwed up in another way.